This week is Chiyuv Kriya D'oraisa. So Paschas the Mechaber. We have Pashas, the Pash of Zohar. And we have to realize out of all passionate Torah is a mitzvah to read, obviously, all the Kriyas HaTorah every week. But this week is the one that's Chiyuv D'oraisa. We have to have Das to be Yotzei the mitzvah and to be Zoicher what Amalek did to us. As it says, it's good to learn the Pirush HaMilois. To remember what Amalek did to us, b'derech b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. Asher korcho b'derech, v'yizanei b'chol kol anecha, shulim acharecha v'ata oyei v'ogeya v'lo yori alihim. They cooled us off b'derech, v'yizanei v'makas zonov, shalom acharecha, the weak ones, the chaseri koyach, Rashi says, v'ata oyei v'yogeya, you were tired and weary, v'lo yori alihim. And therefore, v'hol yabani Hashem lekach mikol evecha misovev ba'oretz shemashach noishim lecha nachal rishto timcha ezeicha amolek mitachas hashomoyim loitishkoch. Wipe out the remembrance of amolek from underneath the shomayim loitishkoch. Do not forget what they've done to you. The seriousness of this mitzvah, the men, that we have to wipe out men, women and children of a nation that normally we know that Klal Yisrael is not the teva to go out the achzori, cruel people. But when it comes to certain mitzvahs, it comes to certain inyonim, there we have to use the characteristic of cruelty because the significance of what's going on. What was it so bad? Why such a serious onesh for the power for the nation of Amalek? So Rashi brings Asher Korcho Baderech, they cooled us off. Rashi brings Kama Peshotim and cooled us off. But one pshat and what's more famous pshat, Tova Acha Loshen Kor V'Choy Tinoncho V'Yivshircho Mirisichotcho. They cooled you off. They lukewarmed you from your sichoscha, from your heat. All the umois were afraid to fight us. Ubozev Yisrael came along Amalek and they began. Other nations also. Abaracious going Amalek. Amalek was the first nation that cooled off what was going on. Everybody had inspiration. Everybody had chizuk from Yitzias Mitzrayim. People walked out of Yitzias Mitzrayim with an appreciation of a Ribbono Shel Olam. Came along Amalek and attacked Klal Yisrael. V'hirim okoyim la'acherim, and he showed the way for others. Moshol zokrashi lambati roisachas, a burning bath, a mikveh. No one could go down into that bath. But ben Belial Echad v'kofatz v'yorah v'toicha, came the Belial Echad. He jumps in. V'kofatz v'yorah v'toicha. He jumps ahead and he goes in. Afal pisha nichva hikra oisav v'neacherim. He cools it off in front of others. The lashon of korcha is the cooling off. The boys, we have to understand what this means for us. It's not Pasha today. We can't mekayim the mitzvah of Zecher Amalek. And the mitzvah today is to withhold within us that sinner for Amalek. But the question really is there really an Amalek within each and every one of us that we've been inspired We've been mushpa from the koyach of Amalek that's been put into the Bria. Is it so poshut that there is no Indian today to mekayim the mitzvah of Timcha Zecha Amalek? What is Amalek, Aboisai? How do we understand what Amalek is? How does it pertain to Bizman Hazeh? It's a very, very difficult thing to hold the sin up. Be'ez Hashem, b'mehu yibone be'ez HaMikdosh. But what is it, Rabbi said about Amalek? That causes such a sin up. And what is it about Amalek that is a lesson for us today? I want to think the terrors to this is, Rabbi said. The Yisoid of Amalek is a very, very important lesson for us. Amalek, because I'll say, in the beginning of Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher lo yiholach, Ba'atzes v'shoim, Shkocha, Uv'derech ha'toim lo yomad, Uv'moishav leitzim lo yoshov, Ki b'toiras Hashem chefzoi, The whole Sefer of David HaMelech starts off Ashrei Ha'ish Asher lo yiholach ba'atzes v'shoim Uv'derech ha'toyim lo yomod Uv'moishav leitzim lo yoshav Ki im b'toyas Hashem chavtzoy To become the one who toyas Hashem chavtzoy We precede it with the Sur Meirah. The Tehillim starts off with the Sur Meirah. How do we come to have an appreciation of Torah? Ba'atzes v'shoim Uv'derech ha'toyim lo yomad Uv'moishav leitzim lo yoshav Not to sin among the Moshe of Leitz. What is the Leitz, Aboisai? The Leitz is the one who sits in the back of the room and he takes pot shots at the person speaking, at the person giving over Musa, at the person trying to inspire. One quip, one smirk, one joke, and the whole ganze shmuz. The ganze inspiration, the ganze chazkus goes out the window. Over Moishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav. In order for a person to be inspired in Torah, he has to stay away from the Moishav Leitzim. Moishav Leitzim is the taich, a mokoin, which doesn't appreciate Torah, doesn't appreciate Ruchnius, doesn't appreciate Kedusha. They make fun of it. They mavaz it. They mezalzel in it. And therefore, when a person doesn't have the right appreciation, when he doesn't understand and doesn't touch up and is not meirich what exactly he's dealing with, he will not work at it in the same way. He will not approach you with the same kavana. If he looks on Torah as the most impressive, the most spectacular thing, the zenith of the universe, the way he'll come down to Torah, the way he'll learn Torah, the way he'll stein in Torah, will be different. But if, chas v'sholoim, it has been lowered in his eyes, if it has become zulzul, if it becomes lessened, if it's looked upon and treated not in the right way, Uvamayishav leitzim lo yoshav. B'soifah shol dovar. He won't approach it right. He won't learn it right. And he won't get the right chizchaskos from it. Amalek's koyach is the koyach ahichilo. The koyach to take something so chashuv that the ganze universe, the whole world was shomu amim yugozun chilo chaz yoishvei ploshes. People had appreciation of a fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It finally came to fruition. The first house of the Bria that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Madhig Asher Koch Abaderech Vetzeischem Mitzrayim. The pasuk emphasized we were coming out of Mitzrayim. We came out of the Mokom and Hashem was Megala Himself. The revelation of what His Godless is. That ani Hashem b'kol ha'oretz, she'en kamoini b'kol ha'oretz. and comes along a Molech, and one joke, one late sonus, one lack of jump into that bath, it's a big joke. People are laughing. And slowly, from the eyes of everybody, the esteem, the chashivas, everything went down. Now people are not going to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are not going to appreciate Klal Yisrael as the Markov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are not going to appreciate Ruchnis. And that's why Timcha and Seicher are more like Mitachas HaShomoyim down here by Oretz. Get rid of them because there's no Mokoyim. The Shechina can't be Sholem. The Kisei can't be Sholem. Nothing can be Sholem when there's a Matzav of Amalek. Because Amalek stands for e-recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not only that, weakening and being mezalzel in the Kovet Shemayim. And that's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chof, three mitzvahs we have when we come into Eretz Yisrael to support the king and to build the Beis HaMikdash and the Lahach Rezah Shel Amalek, to build the Beis HaMikdash, which means Shechina, bringing the Shechina down amongst us, is only Shaykh when we eradicate Amalek from the veld. Because Kol's man, Amalek is here, there's no appreciation. There's no chashivas! Or alas, the lack of a chashivas of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And this is what Amalek's about. And therefore the sinner, this hatred, the nekama, the revenge that we want to take. Because our whole being, what is Klal Yisrael doing here? What are we coming down to this world? Halleluka, the Koach HaHilu! To Mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kenegah that is Amalek. To Lechalos is Avudno. The Koach HaChilu. To profane and make weak. And make Chas V'Shalom laughing stock. And fun of everything Shabbat Kedusha. This is the Koach HaMalek of Islam. And this is the Koach that each and every one of us have to realize is a shtickle Koach in us. We've been mushba from this Koach of Litzonis. Fakert Rabbosai, to make fun of the Mikdik, make fun of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara Soif, third parak of Megillah, says, Kol Etzinusa Asura Chutzmi Avodah Zarah, to make fun of Avodah Zarah, to make fun of things that Chas V'Shalom against Torah, it's a mitzvah! And any Avodah Zarah that goes for, what people believe is an Avodah Zarah, to make fun of it is okay! But, Chas V'Shalom, when it comes to Ruchnias, when it comes to inspiration, to sit in the back and make one small joke, who knows how he can affect and disaffect somebody's shaykh of Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva Ego had a son that was mischate, that was engaged to a girl. And Rabbi Kiva Ego, they came over to visit the Mechun, they came over one night and they were speaking and learning. The son-in-law, I think this is how the Maisa goes, I was trying to find the book that I once saw in it. But Rabbi Kiva Eiger, we came over with his son to visit the Mechutin. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger's son was talking and learning. And he was impressed. So he said to the Mechutin, Baruch Hashem, you picked a good son-in-law. Baruch Hashem. So the father-in-law said, yeah, the son-in-law is okay, but I don't know so much about his father. I don't know how good his father is. Referring to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So Kiveg said, what? Something wrong with me? Is that right? No, it's just a little small joke. A joke! If Shachtar's over the Sefer. A joke! A Lestavalit Sonis! Said him, Kiveg, he took his son, we're battling the Shidduch right now! A joke! A Leitzonis! Stavalit Sonis! If you meant real, I'll correct myself. Stavalit Sonis! That's how Shabbat Kiveg felt. When a person is not making fun, the Mesilas Yisharim says that late son is kimo a shield. It's like a shield, and it blocks a shield with oil, and all the arrows and all the things that want to come into a person, want to inspire a person, want to lift a person's hopes up and is the godless and learning, want to make him a better person in midos, comes along late son and doesn't let anything get in. It's a wall, it's a shield of oil. All the arrows fall by the side. Nothing can penetrate the koyach of Leitzonis. Leitzonis says that there's no everything in the world he makes fun of. He makes fun of this, he makes fun of that. And we believe are inspired, are you saying that everything has a tachlis? Ain't like Adam, ain't like Shah. There's no person who doesn't have a Shah. There's no Mokoyim that doesn't have a place, has a tachlis. Everything has a tachlis. Oh, Yaakov Avinu taught, he went back for the Pachim Tanim. Even the small Pachim have a tachlis. And there he fought with Zayah Shel Esav. Because Esav, and Esav, whose grandfather, holds that no, not everything in this world is a tachlis. Things of we can make fun of, we can mitzalzo, we can put them down, we can put him down, put her down, put this down. I thought of a myriad of gavot, because I'll say in Gittin, it's a Gemara Bemis and Erevin also, that a person who's malig al divrei chachamim, he gets burnt. The Gemara says in Soya Reisachas, hot excrement, that's his punishment. We put him into hot, in Olam HaEmes, they put him into hot excrement, dung. And that's the mice with Ahu Eisa Ish. Never, what's his name? Eisa Ish, Yashkala, state, that he's burning in Soya Reisachas, he made fun of Divrei Chachamim. He made fun. What's Dafka Soyer Sachas is bothering? Why Dafka? That's the punishment for the person who's Malik al Divrei Chachamim. The person who makes fun of Divrei Chachamim. Why is the punishment? Dafka Soyer Sachas. I think the Pshat is a poisai. Soya is excrement. It's what we call the waste of the body. But even that has a tafkid. You know what you can do with that stuff? Fertilization. There's a koyat that has to be used for. Even that we believe has a tafkid. So we take the thing that's believed, that's been the not no tafkid, and we burn, take him and put him into that soya, and he gets burnt in it. You see, everything has a tafkid, but hurrah, you're burning in it. That's the punishment of the one who's mezalz al divrei chachamim, a malig al divrei chachamim. Everything has a tafkid, but you trying to put down, you trying to make things that really should be choshuv. And what do you look at it? How do you approach it? What's its chashivas? Zalzel, it's not chashuv. Go to davening, make a joke about the shmooze, make a joke about this, make a joke about that. What are you going to so a person can be standing in Torah? He heard his good shmooze. He came to Friday shmooze, and he had inspiration, and he enjoys coming. And one wise guy gives one verse. Oh, what are you going to the shmooze? It's much better sleep. What are you going to the shmooze? He make daddy out that Rebbe. He makes jokes the whole time. That Rebbe, what are you going to his shiur for? He has one for smirk. It could be the guy who continue going, but he won't appreciate. He won't appreciate the words. He won't get the same inspiration. The shield has been presented, and that person who made the joke forever and ever will be the one who inspired this person to not to reach his potential. Because it could have been, he would have heard, he would have listened, but he would have dare heard. He would have even not more than heard, it would have went in and would have been excited about it. Instead, how do you walk out? Make this phone, make that joke, make this joke. The boy said, this is the koyach of a molek that's within each and every one of us. Timcha esich ha molek yitachaz ha-shamoyim. If you're not going to wipe out that koyach of a molek that's in each and every one of us, it's going to be a shter in our growth. Think about even in ourselves, without the wise guy in the back, without the joke that somebody makes, sometimes in each and every one of us, we're growing, we're rising, we're starting to get inspired, we're starting to get up early. And then some wise guy inside our head says, come on, you're not going to be anything anyway. Come on, who are you fooling? Come on, get alive. He makes a joke inside his head. He treats him with a little bit less serious. That wise guy, the Toyach Amal, the Amal, everything which is within us, all of a sudden perks up with that wisecrack. Come on, Eliyahu. You know who you really are. You're not that type of kid. Come on. You're not cut out for this or cut out for that. One vote, and slowly, the whole inspiration. All of a sudden, one day, he was excited. He's learning. And the next day, who knows where he is. Who knows where he's about? He's learning. He's not with the same inspiration. That's the Amalek within us. The Shachanti b'soichem. We learned in last week's parasha. Hashem is shoichein b'soich kol echod ve'echod. and the Torah that we learn brings us to a meridikus kashrus, to a tremendous connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then slowly and slowly we rise and we grow, and all of a sudden from left field comes that friend, or the friend within us, and makes that line, and who knows? Who knows? That's the Amalek within us. That's the Timcha Zeich Amalek. That's the Koyach that doesn't want. It's the Koyach Achilu, making fun, profaning the Kedusha that's in the Bria, the holiness of a mitzvah. Eilu Dvorim Shoim Diberumo Shaloilam, says the Gemara Brachos. Tfila over the other Mizalzalin Bay. The zilzul of tefillah, how we treat our davening, how we treat our learning, in each and every one of us we have that koyach of zilzul. And kol shchein, how we zilzul on our friends, when it comes out, and we don't treat them with the proper respect, it's all from this koyach of Amalek. Asher koyach of Aderech! They called you off, they were zilzul on that kedusha, in that espilus, in that the whole world saw and hugged us, Hashem Yisbarach! Came along the koyach of Amalek, cooled it off. It can be done. We can weaken them. We can take away the inspiration. We can create a matzav that the people are not mekusha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the koyach of Amalek. And therefore Hashem said, I'm making the war with them. Melchemes Hashem! It's a mechom of Hashem. We are fighting a shvuchim of Hashem. But it's Hashem's, because they don't want Hashem's name. They don't want Hashem's name to be completely destroyed. This is the sin of Oisa. This is the hatred. This is the revenge that we want to take. If it wouldn't have been for Amalek, we would have walked out. We walked out by Yad Ramah. The whole world would have come to realization. Hashem Echad, Ishmael Echad, Mashiach, Beis Hamikdash. And yet, we had to go through this whole Golus. We had to go through this whole matzah that we are today. For that koyach Amalek weakened and took out all the koyachos of its chaskus that we had. And this is what we have to work on these weeks of Oisai. To get that chashivus. You get that chashivus of learning! Ki mitoyez Hashem chavtsoy! Uvesoy rosa yega yoyim avaloyla! You can come to a matzav of a toyrosa yega yoyim avaloyla! You have such a chayfetz for toyra! If you release and you push aside this koyach of Amalek, Uvalev, Kochacham Lev, Pashas Netzava says, in the heart of Kochacham Lev, Nosati Chochmo, says of Chaim Shulevitz, what Pshar Uvalev, Kochacham Lev, Nosati Chochmo, how could there be Chochmo in the Lev of Kochacham Lev, Nosati Chochmo? How could he be called the Chacham Lev? Where does it start from? I said I'll put the Chochmo in the Chacham Lev, but he didn't have Chochmo yet. Says of Chaim Shulevitz, the Chochmo, the Chacham Lev is the one who desires Chochma, whose whole being wants Chochma. The Pasuk says, Melochim, V'givoin nira Hashem al shloimoi, V'chaleim alayla. In Givoin, Hashem appeared to shloimoi, in a dream in the night, V'ayoyim elukim shual mo'etei loch. And he said, to Hashem said to shloimoi in the dream, ask, what do you want from me? Says Ushloima Ono Virosati La Avdholev Shoimeya. Ishloima Melech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want a Lev Shoimeya Lishboy this Amcho to judge your nation, the Hovin being Toiv Lavo. I want a Lev to understand, to judge the nation from Toiv to Ra. Vayoy Melechim Elov. Yan Hashem Sho'alto Es HaDover HaZeh. Since you asked for this thing, V'lo Sho'alto L'cho Yomim Rambim, V'lo Sho'alto L'cho Oysher, V'lo Sho'alto Nav Nefesh Oyvecho, I'm going to give you everything. Frank Rav Segal, the Manchester Yeshiva, what's the biggest violence, what's the godliness of Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech asked, what does he want? A body want chokhmah. He wanted no kol Torah kula, a person who's ruchni. What's the big excitement? A body if he wants, he can get chokhmah from Hashem. A body, you don't want chokhmah. Sok demuridik. The pshat is, Avadi wants Chochma. But the Indian is, he says, Kasher Shoylem Odom Lepesa Pisar. You've woken up in the middle of the night, someone comes to you and wakes you up and says, what do you want now? You can be Zeicha to $1 billion, the greatest car that you ever wanted, the nicest watch, whatever you want you can have. In the middle of your dream and the sleep, he wakes you up, shakes you. Yisachar, wake up. What is it? What do you want? You get anything the next second, decide. And then Pesa Pisoy. The Tshuva Shaloy, Sha'oinu B'Mokoyim. The fact that he answered right away, that split second. What does he want? I want Chochma. In the middle of the dream, shows that what's in his subconscious. What does he want with the utmost chashivas in his mind of Shoyim HaMelech? That's on his mind constant. This is Chochma. This is Torah. This is Lishboy Desa'on. This is Seg Amoyer Dike Pshat. It's not the Pshat about if we were conscious, about it could be today, Halavai, if we were conscious we'd do this. But subconsciously, in a dream, Pesa Pisoi, we're woken up, one by kosher. You could have a shopping spree in Zopol for 2,000 shekel. Fill up the bags. Come on, George. Get your shopping cart. You have 1,000, you have 1 minute to fill up the shelves. What do you want? Chochma. I want to know Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's how much it's embedded within you in the atmias. That's how much you want it. Says Kodesh Baruch Hu Yan, I shall be touched as a dover as a Velosha Alta. You're getting to get Chochma. It's so chashuv in your head. It's the thing that makes such an impression upon you. That's what you're thinking about day and night. That's what I'm going to give you. That's, it's so embedded. It's so chashuv. But it's more than chashuv. We all know it's chashuv. But the excitement of having the chashuv, the enjoyment, the thirst, the feeling that I can't live without it, the chacham leiv is the one whose heart is pulsing, the pulse is beating, more chachma, more Torah, another understanding of a divrei Torah, another deher in a Rashba. Rav Gifta Zatzal was on his way to the chasana of one of his grandsons, or his old, long youngest son. And they were on the way, they were going to down to my hometown, somewhere on Long Island. Lanzmann, as I like telling the story. He was on the way to going to a chasana of his son, Leonard's of Great Neck. For his youngest son's wedding. They were a half hour into the 2 hour trip. And truly, as the youngest son was called, he remembered he forgot to take the wedding ring. Not bad. The wedding ring. A little choshevet item. Kasper Shavu Kesset had a few bananas in the car. I don't think the car would appreciate it. He didn't go on this week's zoo trip. But anyway, so somewhat frustrated, they took the first exit and they headed back to a hotel, the Park House Hotel. I don't know where that is. Brooklyn. No, somewhere in Brooklyn. Pekitza, they experienced a little traffic on the way back. We made it, Baruch Hashem, in time for the wedding, the Kabbalah's pardon. But as slowly as he was called, was running into the hotel to get the ring, to have gripped his grandson, as Yeshiva Masoros Mor of Tzvi Foyer. So he was sitting back in the car. He noticed the good gifter was crying. Not only was he crying, but he was sobbing uncontrollably. He couldn't stop crying. So he went over to ask him. He was excited at the moment. His youngest son's getting married. The broom chasana, they call it. Maybe he forgot the broom. The kids are, what is he crying about? Svikala! Does it really make a difference if one gives his wife a ring or something else that is worth a pruta? What's the difference what he gives her? Bananas, strawberries, anything that's worth shava kesef. A vibe that's preferable to give a ring. But according to the Torah, a Yiddish, a chasana goes into effect with anything. So it's not so bad if you forget a ring. But just now, Zavrav Hiv Gifta, I just forgot to cry to recall a Taisvis. And then a gift is broken out. Zvika la Gewalt! Ich hab vergessen a Taisvis! A Taisvis can never be replaced. A Taisvis can never be replaced. What's on Rav Gifta's mind? What's Chashiv? He forgot the wedding ring, huh? What does that mean? I ever go crazy, he forgot the wedding ring. Says Rav Gifta, a wedding ring can be replaced. There's other ways to mekadesh a woman. For kesev, for shava kesev. Aber! A Taisvis. Ich hab vergessen a Taisvis. I forgot a Taisvis. Chashivus, what Torah means. Chashivus! Understand what it means to know Taisvis! To understand what it means to know Torah, Kim Torah, Hashem Chavtzai! To understand what it means, Ruchnius! To have that Chashivus, to cry when you forget a Taisvis! This is what our inspiration should be. Or Rav Shach Zatzal. One time Rav Shach was sick, and his Rebbetzin wanted that he should rest. So she made sure there were no visitors, and she made sure he went to bed early. 2 o'clock in the morning, she wakes up, the bed's empty. Where's Rav Shach? She looks around. He's in the living room. I thought you were sick. I was. But how can I not learn more? The kids are, the next time it happened, his Rebbetzin was very doig for him. Not Chas V'Shalom, she wanted him to vatel his Torah. But the next time he wasn't well, a little while afterwards, the night, whenever, another day afterwards, he came home and the Rebbetzin went into the electric box and hit out all the lights. Every single light detached. Shach's going to get sleep tonight. She goes to bed happily that she accomplished her feat, making sure that Rav Shach would be able to sleep, have a restful night, get back some of the strength he needs. 2 o'clock in the morning, she wakes up, Shach's bed's empty. She doesn't understand, it's not shy, the place is pitch dark. She walks out from her bedroom, trying to see where he could be now. She knows he probably didn't leave, he wouldn't leave the house and leave her alone. But the house is pitch dark, you can't see a thing. She opens her bedroom door, and to her amazement, she sees a table, small little table. On top of that table is a chair, and sitting on that chair is Rav Shach. A little bathroom light that you use to know if the shower's working. A small little, that light you've got to displug. Rav Shach standing with a Rajva by the light. Picture the scene, a 75-year-old man on top of this little small table with a chair on top, and standing on the chair and sitting up on a light, that small light that's mamash a centimeter big, trying to see the Pshat and the Rashba. And he's sick! Sniffles! Probably wasn't the sniffles. His wife wanted to put him in bed for the sniffles. He was sick! That's the Zohar for Chochmah. It's not the Pshat of Shach. Chas V'Shalom didn't want to watch his health. Oh, it's so Choshev! Another Rashba! Another Chidush in Torah! Another Gantzah Chidush! This is what Shavuot Shach was about. This is what the Gdolim were about. They understood Chochmah of Hashem is so precious, so choshuv.
Ki b'toyras Hashem chavtzoy v'soyrosu yega yoyim of a loyla. If you understand what Toyras Hashem is, you understand it's the greatest chokhmo. You can't stop. It's not the pshat. You can't stop. It's so choshev to know another piece. Like a fish out of water. And the Kiyah says to Pappas, Pappas, Pappas. And the Kiyah was put into jail for learning Torah. And Pappas asked him, and the Kiyah, you're not worried. He told the marshal, that the wolf goes to the water. He tells the blood, the fish, fish, come up out of here on water. Doesn't look so nice for you down there. Looks there, it's so difficult for you over there. And the fish says, in my mokoy, at least I have some, I can exist. When I come out of water, I'm dead. He said, Rabbi Kiva, enachanami. But if I'm not learning Torah, if I don't have Torah, if I'm not learning Torah, I'm very dead. I'm very dead, there could be guys on me, Misa. But if I don't have Torah, if I'm not learning, if I'm not growing, if I'm not in Torah, Hashem chavtzoy, if I'm not in Torah, so I'm a dead man. This is what we have to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rifyon Yadayim, that we came to Rifidim, and Amalek attacks, we took this koyach, and we weaken. But we have weaken doesn't mean we're not learning. Sometimes we have to go out for the tat, whatever it is, but we can't forget the other tat. Talmud Torah is also tat, Rabbi Yisrael. Can't forget the other tat. Talmud Torah connected Kulam. We could be going out for the Tat, which is a beautiful mitzvah. It's a Gaval de Gazah, Rashid used to send us, inspire us to go out also. But we can't forget what has to remain the Ikach Hashivas in our lives. To steig and to grow in Ruchnius, in Torah and Tvila, and that appreciation, and that Bechius, and that desire, and those hopes, and those aspirations have to be a Kuloi Kuloi to reach Godless HaTorah. To have the chacham leiv, to have the feeling that if Kodesh Baruch will come to the middle of the night tonight, I can have $1 billion. What am I going to answer instantly on the spot? Hashem yitein lechochma b'piv das v'spuna. That's what I would ask for. Nothing else. This is the koyach that we have to work on. We have to work on not letting that koyach go down. Not letting ourselves be inspired or disinspired or weakened by this koyach of a mog that says, learning Torah, it's nice, but there's other things. There's Torah plus. There's Torah this, there's Torah that. There's other things in life. There's this, there's that. We have to be very, very weary of my side. That those little hearing feelings and hearing and things that we hear inside of us, we got to be weary. Sometimes a person has to go out. We're not talking about that. He's being with his Rebbe, but we have to be very weary. Is it a koyach of Amalek? Is it trying to weaken our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it trying to zap us from our inspiration, from our strength, from our desire to reach greatness, from a desire to know Shas, from a desire to know Tosfos? Is it doing that? Then we have to be weary. It might be that Moshe of Leitzim, we have to stay away. To be great, Avraham Avinu stayed away from the Moshe of Leitzim, says the Gemara Chazal. Ooh, the Gedolim, the people stayed away from that Moshe of Leitzim. The Moshe of Leitzim could be stam and mokum, just stam wasting time. But the Ikum Moshe of Leitzim is the one that makes fun. It makes fun. It puts down. And he has, a lot of times he has his own interests, puts down the Koyach of Ruchnius, Hashivas of Torah. We should be zeicha to appreciate that we're b'baruch Elokeinu shebaruch lechvoidoi nivdilonu min hatoyim v'nosan lanu teyos emes. Hashem gave us this Torah. You have to appreciate it. We're going back to a mokoyim. We're going back soon in a few weeks to places that might not have that same appreciation, and they might say things. What are you saying on that bench so long? You're going to be going to wear out those benches. You get splinters. You know where. What are you doing with your lives? Where are you headed? Where are you going to? Come on. Become a bowler. That's important in life. Bowling balls.
falafel balls. People that have different hashkofas achayim. We're not to make fun of anybody. We're not here to put down anybody. That's also zilzul. We have to mechabit every person. Every person has a shah, says the Mishnah in Avos. Every person has a mokoyim. But we have to keep focused on what's the most choshev thing in life. We can't let that go down in our eyes. Even though we're in Torah and Yeshiva, we get shmuzin, we get chizuk, we learn svarim, we go out, we're susceptible to all types of amoleks. Yes, chas v'shalom, I'm not saying that person's an amolek. Chas v'shalom. Every year there's a korach ha-kdusha. But there is a shkofa of amolek, Rabbeinu. And that's what we're talking about today. Timcha ha-zeicha amolek mitachas ha-shamoyim. We need emissar pure Das HaTorah at every stage of our lives. I don't care who this person is. He could be the most choshiva person. I'm talking in the outside world. But he doesn't have Das HaTorah. Says the Taz, in the Chosh Mishpat, Das Balabatim, Hefech Das HaTorah. They once asked a choshiva Talmud Chacham, how does he know what to do in all different in yoni things in Olam Hazeh? So he says, I asked a certain balabas. I got a bad the balabas to have chokhma. And so I'm not going into that. He said, I do the opposite. But that's the Taz says, the Shach says in Choshev Mishpat, Taz balabatim is hefach mi Taz HaTorah. Pure, unadulterated Taz HaTorah. Pure chashivas for Torah is. Pure chashivas for Ruchnis. Purim is coming up on his side. Purim can be an opportunity for great hischaskus. Nichnas yayin yotosoy, maybe we'll speak about it on Shabbos a little bit. But it's an opportunity for great steiging. The emes of pnim can come out. But it could be just one big late son of chas v'shalom Rabbeisai. That wasn't kavanas chazal. A person gets drunk, he does wild things. Here we know he stands on his nose and he does wild things that not physically healthy and spiritually healthy. He runs around doing meshugana things. This is Nish Purim. Purim is a holy day. Yom Kippurim. Say Chazal, Purim, the Shlach HaKadosh, Ari, Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur, is Kein Purim. Purim is higher Daragal if he's there. We'll have to be Mazbe at a different time. But it's an opportunity for Godless in Ruchnius. It's an opportunity to call a patient yad noist and loy to open up your hands and instead davening like a meshugana, davening with that stupid hat and looking like a fool during the davening and talking out and screaming out. You can open up your hearts. Open up your hearts and let the pnim come out. Cry your eyeballs out. Let all that beer come out in the eyeballs. Mama is soaking down tears. Heineken. And who knows what from the other side, Shivat Srigal from the other side. Let it all come out. We told a story once, but it's good to remind before Purim. There was a Talmud in the yeshiva who was Taka Shvach and learning. His Levi wanted to put him in the D class. It was only a C class, but he wanted to go into the D class. Defunct. And Lamaisa, he was in the class sitting in the back. And Lamaisa, he really wasn't successful. Barely he asked the Kasha. One time he asked the Kasha and he said, oh yeah, That's the translation, the Fidus Ansino Chumash. That was the red level of his questions that he asked. All of a sudden, one year, a few days after Purim, this bacher started to ask. He throws out a kasha, and the Rebbe's eyeballs popped out. Who just asked? Who piped up that question in the back? Muel, is that you? Yeah, speak up. That's your question? You saw it in the notes in the art scroll, 72, because I did also, that's where I prepared my shiur from. No, Rebbe, I didn't see it, I don't have an art scroll at home. Yeah, I told your father not to get it, because you know all my shiurim. I don't have the art scroll at home, Rebbe. So how do you know that question? That question, unbelievable, that's the Ksei Zafashin's question. The next day, he asked the B'Kiv Egan's question. This is how the book says it, boys. I don't know if it's true or it's not true, but the word is true. So he said, what do you mean, Rebbe? What do you mean? How did I get it? Don't you remember your shmooze, Erev Purim? You gave a shmooze to us. And you told us the chashivas of Purim. Yom Kippurim, another example where we can make such chashivas. Korach Ahilu, Mahal Hashem Yisborach. Purim could be such a great day, could reach Madregas that you never reached ever. On Purim, you can reach it. And a person takes Purim, and what does he do with it? This Masiba, that Masiba, who knows, I'll do this, I'll do that. What he's planning in his mind, Rachman Litzlan, we can have such an opportunity. The Yetzirah realizes what a day of Purim is. How a person can reach Madregas and Ruchnias. The sky is open. Korapushin Yad Noistin, the Rebbe told them once. That Purim says, Korapushin Yad Noistin, Lord, that anybody sticks out his hand, you give him. We refer that to Stockholm. I said the Rebbe, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Korapushin Yad Noistin, Lord, that every individual sticks out his hand. What he needs in life. A shidduch. A child. Who knows, we have a friend who needs a shidduch, a family that needs a child. They need Siyat Hashmai with their children. They need Siyat Hashmai with Parnasa. And this Bochale, he needs Siyat Hashmai to understand, chat. George Barkhead from Shmuas is back. His head doesn't work. The Rock of Gibraltar. So Rebbe, you spoke about this so inspirational. I took it to heart. I didn't make like sonnets from the Shmuas. I didn't say I'm going to go around and make a Purim spiel and make fun of people on Purim. I took it to heart. And it inspired me. And it stayed in my heart. And then by Purim, by Mincha, I came. I opened the Siddur and I started davening Shmoneh Esrei. Baruch Ato Hashem. Keinu Velekei Aviseinu. Keim Ta'ato Kodosh. Sha'ato Kodosh. V'shimcha Kodosh. V'ayato Choynei. Odom Das. Ato Choynei Lodom Das. The world started coming out. The feelings started bursting inside and it came for the springs of tears. Ato Choynei Lodom Das. V'choneinu Mi'itcho. Deyobina V'haskel. The tears kept coming. It didn't stop. It didn't stop. It didn't stop. And I don't know, Rebbe, but after Purim, I felt my mind opened up. What an opportunity of a day, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be preparing not just days before of the Shabbos, good shmooze, Rabbi, and we'll get inspired for Purim. It should be days and weeks beforehand, Rabbi, what you could accomplish on Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. If those tears and that feelings and those inspiration comes out, and Hashem asks you, what do you want? You have the opportunity to have patience, you have nice in life. What do you want? Anything in life. Ask for what you need. But don't forget to ask for Chachma. Don't forget to ask for what's so precious and so chashiv, which HaMolech came to destroy, Ruchnius. It's not so chashiv. Being the lawyer, the doctor, that's prestigious. Being the Ben Torah, well, you're not going to get covered anyway. You might as well be a good lawyer, a banister, a barrister, whatever it is in England. You'll be a banister also. I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. Whatever you want to be, I want Chochma. Leiv ko chacham, leiv nosati chochma, the sheifa, what's really chashuv. That's what Purim's about, let's prepare for it. Ve'ez Hashem! Kol ha-poishid ya-noisin loy. Hashem will fill us up. Ha-achev picho v'amaleyu. Hashem, open your mouth wide. V'amaleyu. Zabtik Maran Brothers. B'zu ha-hu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Open your mouth wide for Torah, for Ruchnias. Hashem will fill it up. All your bakash will be answered this Purim. And may we be zoichov eiz Hashem to eradicate that leitzonis. Eradicate that koyach that doesn't inspire us. That takes away our inspiration, that makes us not feel the warmth of Torah. The Kol HaMog we should eradicate within us and from the Bria. And then the Kisi will be Sholem. V'hoya b'yom ahu, yeh Hashem Echod, v'shmo Echod, Omer.